This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geur. Today I'm speaking with Romney Whitehead. Romney, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
No problem. Romney, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I began in digital asset management about 10 years ago at BBC Worldwide. Within there, I was working in the magazines division, focused on brand management and distribution of magazines globally. So my team was involved in uploading of the assets, rights management, metadata management, and then distribution of the assets within BBC Worldwide itself, and then globally out to 53 territories to our licensees and syndication partners. And recently, in the last month, in fact, I've joined Net-a-Porté Group. That's made up of Net-a-Porté, Mr. Porter, and The Outnet. And they're an online luxury fashion retailer. And we're at the stage there where we're choosing a solution at the moment to manage a very extensive range of assets, from product photography to video to print and online magazines, and video TV outputs as well. So very interesting times.
Excellent. And how does a broadcast media organization use digital asset management?
Well, in my experience, I think probably looking at it in two ways. One from the sort of current workflows, and then probably from a preservation point of view. So from the workflow perspective, I think what a DAM solution offers a media company is the ability to manage the content from the point that it's created to the point where it goes out to the consumer. So you could have the ingestion of content immediately into a system. You could have multiple editing suites dealing with that content. You can then have the input of the photography units if they're sending out stills or they're sending out merchandise related to a particular show or a product. And then moving through the life cycle through to the points where that content goes out to a third party broadcaster or to a consumer. And then from the preservation point of view, I think especially from the point of view of public broadcasting, I think what DAM offers is the ability to preserve their content, but also go back through their archives, perhaps finding a back catalogue of content there, which some of it may be in technology which is obsolete, if it's been produced over a very, very long period of time. And I think if they've got a DAM system, then they've got the ability to go back and retrieve that content and preserve it at the same time, and then offer new outputs to consumers. And also historical value. I mean, massive historical value, especially for broadcasters that have been running for 60, 70 years. So I think a DAM solution in that sense means that they never need to lose material ever again. Whereas in the past, it's obviously been stored in dusty cupboards and left left to really not be looked after, unfortunately.
Romney, you were going to be a graduate of the MADAM program, if I understand correctly, at King's College of London. Is this master's program helping you to prepare for the working world of digital asset management?
Well, I have to say I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that everything goes well for September when I finish my dissertation. Working in the world of DAM for so many years, you could almost have that thought, well, what else is there to learn? But I'm a great believer in that there's always something to learn, especially if you're approaching a subject from a particular point of view. So if you're in the commercial world, or if you're in preservation or library or cultural or heritage, there's always something to learn from another area. So where this course has been very beneficial, I have to say, is I've come from a commercial background. And what I've learned from it is the best practices that certain other areas have, areas like archival societies, are really very, very useful for the commercial world. Things like having extremely in-depth metadata, something which isn't just focused on your business, but is actually focused on a larger scale to allow an interoperability between what you have and what other libraries have or what other institutions have. Things like linked data for stuff like the semantic web, which has been a long time coming, but is really, I think, I feel, starting to accelerate now. And preservation strategies, I think, which the commercial world, I feel preservation is a bit of an afterthought. But actually, it can prove hugely valuable, because you may have content which you're sitting, which is sitting in your archives or sitting in your dam system, and nobody knows what somebody's going to want in 20 or 30 years' time.
True.
And rather than just ignoring it, as I feel some commercial institutions may well do, because it's costly to keep all that data and to manage all that data, there needs to be some kind of preservation strategy there which will allow that content to be opened up in the future if it needs to be, if somebody wants it. I think during the degree I've been very reassured that with every class and module that I've taken, there really was a direct link with what I did on a day-to-day basis and what I do on a day-to-day basis. And it's certainly refreshed my view of the damn world, and it's given me some good ideas, I think, to take forward. And it's very nice also, I think, to have a recognised qualification within DAM, because I've not really seen something out there. And you can have people who've worked in this field for a long time, and I can say to people what I do when they look at me as though I have two heads. So it's nice to be able to say, oh, there is this here, despite the fact that my mother will tease me for being a madam. I'm sure I will be at the end, and I'm sure that's perhaps illegal in some countries. But I would most certainly recommend the course, and the college and the staff have been wonderful. I think it's it's really opened my eyes, I have to say. It's been very, very good.
Excellent. And just to clarify, we're speaking of the MADAM program, which stands for the Master in the Arts of Digital Asset Management program at King's College of London, correct?
That's correct. Please.
Not any other MADAMs, necessarily.
Let's not allude to anything else.
Well, best of luck with that. And
thank you.
Let me ask you the last question, of course. What advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, one would hope that current DAM professionals know what they're doing. So I would not profess to be so omnipotent to be able to give advice to them. But I think people who want to get into the field, who perhaps don't understand what it's about, it's a great field to be in, because it involves a massive range of knowledge and lots of challenges as well. As a DAM manager, I think you need to know what every department in the company that you're working in is doing, because DAM will touch every department in some way, you know, maybe extensively, maybe very small. And because of that, I think the key part of DAM is not necessarily the technical solution, but the ability to communicate. You need to empathize with people. You need to be able to sit down with an individual and ask them what their pain points are, and understand them, and be able to reassure them that you know what they're talking about, and that whatever solution you're putting in place is actually going to help them. You have to give people something tangible, because every individual will use a system differently. So you can't build a system for one set of users, and you cannot focus on one set of users either. You're not building the system for just the CEO who wants to save money, or for the clerk who wants to save time in filing things. You're building it for everybody in between as well. So I think the ability to manage people and their expectations, their fear of change, what their daily stresses are, will make you a good digital asset manager. The ability to communicate, I think that's what you need to always keep in mind, always.
Excellent. And did you want to share your blog that you have as well?
My blog, which I have been very remiss in keeping up, but it's damitall.wordpress.com.
Excellent. There's a link to that on my blog as well, anotherdamblog.com. And thank you so much, Romney.
Thank you very much.
For more on digital asset management, you can log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Dam Podcast is now available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.